Good evening, Rabbosai, good Chodesh. As we're progressing in the halachas of Hilchas Tefillin, Baruch Hashem, we covered the halachas so far, I think, very thoroughly, and we are, Baruch Hashem, I think, Baruch Hashem, progressing very nicely. But as we're going through the halachas, we increasingly realized that there is an additional level besides just the halachas. There's so many points that are just beyond the halacha. So simple questions about the whys. Why is it like this? Why is it like that? We weren't able to answer. So we're very privileged that Rabbi Emanuel, who is probably the Mechaber Sefer of the Inside Story, I don't think there's any other Sefer who single-handedly on one whole Sefer on the Inside Story of the understanding of Tefillin. We had it here and we showed it around. I don't know where it's gone to. So we're very privileged that Rabbi Emanuel has given us some of his very precious time to give us some insights of the inside story of the Tefillin. I imagine that he'll be available for questions that we've had over the past few weeks or even months. Maybe he'll be able to. But thank you very much for giving you some time. And without further delay, thank you very much.
Okay, good Chodesh, everybody. Thank you for your introduction. There are many things that I don't know about Tefillin. I only wrote the things that I do know about. But as one discovers more and more in Torah, one realizes also how much more there is to fathom. So I only have part of the inside story of the Tefillin, not the whole. Now, I understand that there were some questions. It's very difficult to know where to start because it's such a vast subject. I could talk about the four parashas, why Davka these parashas were chosen, why it has to be Davka Kesidron in the order that they have to be, why there are two different Sidorim. There's Rashi and there's Rabbeinu Tam, and so on. There are many, many aspects that we can talk about, and also about Shem Shakai. Patrick mentioned that some asked about the Shem Shakai, why there's the name Shakai on the Tefillin. So I'm not sure exactly where to start, and I've only got a limited time of half an hour. So maybe we can talk about the inside of the Tefillin and the outside of the Tefillin. Now, the Rambam brings, one can count them oneself, but the Rambam brings down this point that in the Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad, we have 21 names of Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei. In the Tefillin Shel Rosh, 21 names, and in Tefillin Shel Yad. They are the same four parshas as you've been learning, right? So the 21 Yudkei Vovkeis in the Shel Rosh, 21 Yudkei Vovkeis in the Shel Yad. That's about the Shem Yudkei Vovkei, Shem Havaya, as it's called. Now, on the outside of the Tefillin, we have the Shem Shakai, the shin on the bayis of the Shel Rosh, two different kinds of shins. The one represents the shin, the one on the right-hand side represents the ordinary shin, our writing, and the one on the left represents the shin of the luchos. That means the luchos were embossed, were kind of engraved into the stone. So for the three, if you look at my hand over here, you've got the three prongs of the shin. For that, in order in stone, you would have to have four spaces. So the shin on the left-hand side, which has four prongs, actually represents the spaces which were made up of the luchos. So on the right-hand side, it's our shin. On the left-hand side, it's the shin of the luchos, which was a higher kind of shin. Okay. Now, why it's dafka, this one on the right, this one on the left, we don't have time to go into that. But what I want to point out now is, in the inside of the Tefillin, you have the name Yudkei Vovkei. And on white parchment. On the outside, we have the Shem Shakai in the black ink, so to say, hidden. Even although the Yudke Vovke is hidden in the bias, however, it is on the white parchment. Now, the Sforim tell us, not in the Inyan of Tefillin, but Yudke Vovke is considered as the neshama of all the other names. It's the inner working, the spirit. It's the pnimius of everything. And that, hence, it is in the inside of the Tefillin. And on the outside of the Tefillin, we have the Shem Shakai, the shin, two shins, but basically the shin on the Shel Rosh, the back, on the nape of the neck, we have the dalad, or as some have a double dalad, and then on the shel yad, you have the yud. So shin, the dalad, and then the yud, in that order. Now, it is actually very interesting. Besides for tefillin and mezuzahs having the name Shakai on them, the actual body of a person has the name Shakai. Now, the Rabbeinu Bachai, it's brought down in Rabbeinu Bachai, the shin, the nose, the bottom of the nose is in the form of a shin. When one stretches out one's arm, the arm to the body, it's a dalad. And then through Bris Milah, the Nisgale, the Atorah, the Yud. Without the Yud, it's shade. Now, Shad means destruction. So, that's on that level. Now, there is, and it's actually related to this parsh, to the parsh we just read, but I haven't got time to explain it now. But the Svarim bring, and it's brought in the Siddur of the Yavetz, of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. A moel, when he says, Borei Pri HaGofen, before, and he drinks, then he gives to the child as well. The Rachanim moel, the child which has just been mulled, he also receives from the wine. And the way the moel is supposed to give it is with his little finger. He puts a little finger into the wine and he puts it into the mouth of the child. He brings there that the three middle fingers represent the shin, the little finger, the dalad, and the thumb, which has got two joints, the little yud. So you've got Shakai on the hand as well, both hands. And why by the child you do it? Because it's written, Ani Kel Shakai. Hashem revealed, when he revealed himself to Abraham, he said, I am Kel Shakai, Yishalech Lefonei V'Yesam, go before me and be perfect with the mitzvah of Milah. Because before then it's just Shin Dalad. You become perfect through Bris Milah. Becomes the full Shem Shakai. Now, so what we have is Yudke Vovke, 21 times Shalrosh, 21 times Shalyad in the Pnimius. That's the Neshoma. And the Ramban explains in Parshas Vaera, Vaera, Rabram and Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Lo Nodati Lohem. He said, what's the difference between Shakai and Yudke Vovke? Shakai is where Hashem is Meshaded Hateva. Meshaded means he smashes through nature. Now, that's why Shakai, the Dalit, is written with a dogesh, because really in place of a second Dalit should be Shadeh, because Meshaded, Hashem smashes through. But that is Shidud in Teva. The Ovois never had a Kriyas Yamsuf as we've had. For Yaakov Avinu, it did, the Yam did split. I mean, the Yarden. Kivamakli Ovarte Se Yarden Azeh, he actually split the Yarden. But it wasn't Bifnei Amvo Edo, it wasn't a Nes Golui as such. Yudke Vovke, the pshat of Yud, we're not allowed to say, but you can't say Yudke Vovke as Yud, but he's Mehaveh, he's Yeha, he brings into existence things which are above Teva, the Ramban says. Shakai is ends up with Dai, enough. That's why Din also is the root, Dai, because Din is Adkan. Rachamim is related to Rechem, that is creation, child created, more. Dai, Shakai is Dai. And that is in the black, that's on the outside. Because Teva is on the outside. It's a Chitzonius. Then Neshama is the Pnimis. Yudke Vovke is the Pnim. And Shakai represents breaking of Teva, as the Ramban says, but it's a hidden. Nisim Nistorim. Now, just I can't be Marich on it, but in this week's last parsha, it says here, to give to the Oni. Ki posach tiftach es yodcho l'ani, ki posach tiftach es yodcho loy, v'have ta'avitenu dey machsore asher yechsar loy. So have a look at the posuk there. It's one posuk. It says there, posach tiftach yodcho, open up your hand to him. Yodcho, yud dalet. Now, how many prokim are in the fingers? How many joints do we have in the fingers? Yud dalet. Yad. Posayach tiftach yodcho. Open your hand, loy. Behabe taviteno de machsoiroi. Now, machsoiro, what's the gematria of machsoiro as it's written there? Without two evolves. What's the gematria of machsoiro? You got any open in front of you? Have you got the posuk there? No, it said, Kofosach tiftach is. Oh, so just tell him where, chapter and verse. Okay, so machsoiroi. What's the gematria of machsoiroi? Mem ches samach reshbo. Mem is 40, ches is 8, 48. Samach is 100, so it's 108. Resh 308 plus 6 is 314. It's the gematria of shakai. Now, yachsar loi. Look at the gematria of yachsar loi. Yachsar yud ches samach resh. 1878, 278. Plus 38, that's, 278 plus 36 is 314 again. Posoyach tiftach, open your hand again and again. To give deimach yodcho, 440. Deimach soiroi, asher yachsar loi. That's missing to him. You got shaka in the hand, as we said before. Now, so what's the pshat? Hashem, die, we said, means enough. That's din. An oni, we often don't have money because die, adkan, that's what Hashem gave us. But our job is to be meshadeid, to break the die. Give to the oni. So Hashem made a gezerah. One of the matronisas asked one of the chacham, Hashem makes an oni, that's the gezerah. What are you giving to doctors? He says that we should be zoicha al yonim. In other words, we have to break the die. Anyway, so coming back to the tefillin. Yud kei vav kei inside on the white. That's the pnimius, the neshama. On the outside we've got the shakai, which is breaking the table, but it's in the black, the dark of the tefillin. And the person who wears tefillin, he actually goes into that realm. We don't realize what's going on when we wear these tefillin. Now, let's go further. Sorry,
what's the blackness?
Black is Hester, hidden, night, Lila, Teva, everything is hidden. Very interesting, you bring that up now. If you look at the pshat, the word nes means lifted up. Lohorim nes. Litan nesli is noises. Like by Hashem, niso es Abraham, nisoyon, a trial is not just a trial, it's in order to lift a person up. What's Teva? What's a similar word to teva?
Litboa,
to drown, down, going down. And Nasi's, so you look at the pshat, everything is in the pshat. And the shroshim of the word. Anyway, now, not only do the parashas embody Yudke Bovke 21 times Rosh 21 in the Shelyad, but the actual four parashas in the order that they're in, it's brought down from the Zohar, that they represent, each parsha represents a letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The first parsha, Kadesh, represents the Yud, the second parsha, the Hey, the third parsha, the Vav, and the fourth parsha, the Hey. Now, we have to understand a little bit about it. This already borders on going into the deep end,
I have. You just started to say something that a person who wears tefillin is good, he goes in both worlds of the Yud Kei Vav Kei and the Shakai?
Yeah. Yeah, you become one, fused to Neis Goli, Neis Nister, to the Neshoma and the Guf of the Olam Haruchni. Just like here, there's a Guf and a Neshoma, Neshoma and a Guf. In the Olam HaSeilyonim, it's the same thing. So when we wear these tefillin, we are actually becoming connected to the higher realm, the Guf and the Neshoma of what's going on up there. Now, the four parshas. In order to understand what it means, why they connect up, and you'll see that in the simple pshat of the parshas, it's amazing how the simple pshat of the first parsha will fit with the letter Yud, the second parsha with the letter Hey, and the third parsha with the letter Vav, and the fourth parsha with the letter Hey. It's absolutely amazing. Just looking at the facts, we don't need to have any drays or anything. It's actually there. Now, let's take a look. The letter Yud, it's the only letter which doesn't hit the bottom line. It's the smallest, but also it is the only one which doesn't hit. I'm not talking further down the line, like the nun, the final nun, final tag, etc. Even to the where every other letter gets to, the yud doesn't hit the bottom line. And it's the smallest. And it represents Kedusha, the parsha of Kadesh. It represents Kedusha. Ein dovar shebikdusha pachus me'asara. You can't say dovar shebikdusha and bolchu and Kadesh. You may not say with less than 10 people. Yud represents Kedusha. And the more Kedusha is, the less material there is. It's the smallest letter. And it doesn't hit the bottom line. It's above. Kedusha is above. Now, we haven't got the time to analyze this completely, but we will. The four parshas, they go from above to below, and also from before time right to the end of time. In other words, you've got like a graph, and it's in the actual parshas. You actually see this if you look. It's there. So anyway, the letter Yud is above Kedusha. So the parsha starts with Kadesh li kol b'chor petek v'nei lihu. And then what it say, Kadesh li kol b'chor. B'chor is the first. Yud is the first letter. It's the beginning. And what does it talk about in the first parsha? Matzah. What's the characteristic of matzah? Matzah is above time. Once 18 minutes, you've left it without working on it. Chometz. It's already, time has already had a ruling over it. No good. It's okay for the rest of the year, but for Kedusha, purpose of Kedusha, Kadesh, Matzah is above. Now, I'm going to digress because there's so many things here. The Leil HaSeder works exactly the same way. We have four cups. What's the first cup? First stage of the Kadesh. Right? Now, let's go. This is just in very short, the first parsha. The second parsha deals with very much the same thing as the first, but in a different way. In the first part, it says, you can open up, you have Sidurim there, or Shmois, Yud Beis, at the end of Parshas Boy. There are two parshas. You want to have? Here. You can take Siddur as well. Before Hanochas Tefillin, it's got the first two parshas. The first parsha says, Voyekir Biachel Hashem Elo Eretz, and so on. Second parsha also says it. It starts up, Voyekir Biachel. The first parsha talks about Bechur. The second parsha also talks about Bechur. The two parshas are next to each other at the end of Parshas Boy. The second two parshas are from Sefer Devarim, far away from the first two, and they have their similarities, Shema Yisrael, and then in the second parsha, Vahoyo Im Shomoya, and so on. But in the similarities, there are the differences, which make all the difference. Now, first parsha, we said, represents the letter Yud. The second parsha and the second stage of the Seder, exactly the same. There are two sides to the coin. The first parsha talks about Hashem taking us out of Egypt, but it doesn't talk about the din that happened to Mitzrayim and the Yeshua that happened to Klal Yisrael. It just talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim in short. Exactly like the first part of the Seder, Kadesh, it talks about Yizechel Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, but it doesn't elaborate. The second stage of the Seder is where we elaborate. It's about the Tzoras in Egypt, about the din on the Mitzrayim, and about the salvation. Likewise, if you look in the second parasha, it talks about Parah, by Hikik Shofara, when Parah was obstinate, he didn't let us go, then Hashem punished them, and he took us out. It talks about the two sides. In the first parasha, it doesn't talk about the two sides. It's about Kedusha, that we went out of Egypt, and the higher thing of Matzah, and so on. Second parasha is a diverse, talks about diversity. Din and Rachamim. And that's like the letter Hey. The Yud is a unified letter. There's nothing separate in it. It's a nekuda, as in the Sforim it talks about. The Yud represents a nekuda, one little dot. Second parsha is the Hey. The Yeshua of Klal Yisrael and the din against Mitzrayim. Right? Now, it also the Hey is made up of a Dalet and a Yud, Dai, which again is din. Right? Now, the third parsha, Parsha Shema, represents the letter Vav. Now, the letter Vav is an extension of the Yud. And have a look at Parsha Shema. I mean, just think about it. There's no diversity there. It's all one thing. Not if you listen, if you don't listen, then what happened to this one? Just listen, Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. One. It talks about unity. The Vav is unified as well, but it brings down the Kedusha to us, and we can be connected to that Kedusha. That's right. And Vav is a hook, actually. The Pshat of Vav. Vavim, Vaveho Amudim, by the Mishkan, is a hook. We can become hooked up to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yud is above. The Hay, okay, well, it's okay, well, let's just go slow here. Right, so that's the Vav. And there's no diversity. So like the first Pasha, there's no diversity. Second Pasha, the third Pasha, no, one and three, no diversity. The second, there is. Now look at the fourth. Also, Im Shomaya, if you will listen, then it'll be good. If not, ooh, it's going to be din. Second Pasha and fourth Pasha are about the good and the opposite. First Pasha, the second Pasha, the first Hay, so to say, was about the difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Here it is in the second Hay, the last Pasha, it's about our actions themselves. If we do the will of God, be good. If not, not. So here we have Yud Kei, Vov Kei. Doesn't just mean the first Pasha. Now, it goes even further. Because, as we mentioned, it goes further. The first Pasha, we said, represents above. Matzah is above. Bechor, Reishis, is the beginning, the first. Now, then comes the Hay. Now, we have to understand, there's a Gemara in Menachos which says like this. It says, we say a pasuk every day in Yuvol Yitzion. Bitcho v'Hashem ade'ad ki b'ko Hashem tzir olomim. Trust, rely on Hashem, ade'ad, ki b'ko, because with Yud Kei Hashem created both worlds, as the Gemara explains. Olam Abo was created with a Yud, Olam Hazeh was created with a Hay. So, Yud, Olam Abo, we can understand, it's Ruchni, so it's a Yud, right? Not only that, any word, if you want to change it from past to future, you have to use the Yud, because the future is Olam Hoya Yihya, right? So the Yud transforms it from the past to the future. The Hay, Olam Hazeh, was created with a Hay. Okay? So Yud Kei represents creation of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Ah, you'll ask, if that's the case, the Hay should be before the Yud, because Olam Hazeh comes before. But no, this is in the Gedder of Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila. Hashem made Shabbos. We say in Loch HaDodi, Hashem, Shabbos is Sof Maaseh, the end of creation, but it was B'Machshava Tchila. It was the first in thought. It was like a person, an architect, when you plan something, you plan what's going to be right at the end, and hence that's the way you've got to make the building. So the people who are going to be housed in that house, right, those are, so to say, lahavdil, the yud. That's in your machshava. I need to build a house for what's going to be in afterwards. So even though it comes in afterwards, but it is b'machshava, that is first in thought. That is the purpose. Right? Olam Haba is the purpose. So even though it comes afterwards, it was before. Sof Maaseh was the end. It's going to be at the end. Shabbos. The end of creation. But that was the purpose of creation. So it came before. Hashem created the whole world for Shabbos. As we say in the Pitamakta, just before Pitamakta. So the point is that Yud is before, the realm of before, purpose. See, in contemporary history, you study what was, what is, and try and extrapolate to what's going to be in the future, take the lessons of the past, use them for the present and for the future. But there's no study of the whys, of the purpose of history, of the Yud, so to say. The Yud is that which came before. That is the purpose, right? That is Pashas Kaddish. Kedusha is the purpose. Matzah falls into that category that came before. Second Pasha is Olam Hazeh. But it says there, what should you do? You see, it goes very deep, even in the Pshat there. It says like this, Voyeki Yisholch Avincho Mochar, in the second Pasha. Mazois, he sees you, either you can redeem the firstborn donkey with a lamb, or thereafter you smash its neck, you break its neck. So as Mazois, what's this? So what's your answer to him? He said, When Paroi had a choice. Either he lets the lamb go, compared to the lamb. Either let them go and you'll be saved. Petar chamoir, Mitzrayim called in Yechezkel, he calls it ki besar chamoirim besorom, vizir masusim zir mosom. Mitzrayim are compared to chamor. Chamor is from chomer, the Maharal says. They are compared to material. Material for itself can't exist. Mitzrayim, that's what they stood for. Either tifteh v'seh, let the seh, Klal Yisrael, the ruchnis, the spiritual, come in your place and be the superpower. You, they were the superpower of the time. Either that, or v'arafta, or you smash its neck. So this is the point of the second parsha. You can have olam hazeh, but olam hazeh for kedusha. So you come the first parsha kadesh is above, like the letter yud. The next parsha is the world in creation, or that we have a choice. Either you use Gashmias for the Ruchnias, or Gashmias has no existence. Then we come to the third parsha of Shema, where you use Olam Hazeh, you fuse it. We have to serve Hashem with both our Yetzorim. Vav, connect them both. And the whole parsha talks about Ichud, about Hashem Echod, but take Hashem's oneness into your life. And so on, etc. So that's the Vav. So that's coming down, using the world. First parsha, above the world, above time. Second parsha, use Gashmis for the good, or otherwise smashed. It has no existence. Second parsha. Third parsha, fuse both. What's the fourth parsha? Fourth parsha is, if you listen, if you don't listen, that's the two aspects of the hay. But also, again, Olam Hazeh. But it is that you can work in Olam Hazeh. But then the others, it's actually using this world to serve Hashem. Well, Safto de Gonecha, Toysa says, Ein Oisim Returne Shalmokim, as much as in the Parsha of Shema. It's a lower world. So Yud is above, the hay is this world, but smashing it if not used properly. Vav is taking the yud and connecting it to our world, and then again using Olam Hazeh and going lower. So anyway, point is that there's a lot going on inside and outside the tefillin, right? You've got the yud ke vav ke, first of all, the 21 in the Shorah, 21 in the Shel-Yad, the actual four parshas themselves representing Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the outside is the Shakai. We've got to break through the darkness, the smash, the Shakai, Meshadeh that, and get to the Neshama, get to the Pnimius of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's what Tefillin allows us to do, if we allow it to do it for us.
Thank you very much. If someone wants to ask me a question at this stage, I'm sure that Rabbi Emanuel is.
Sorry?
Presumably that's why it has to be considered.
Oh, exactly, exactly, exactly. It has to be, not only that, you should know, it's very interesting. Rabbeinu Tam's, someone will say, well, hang on, Rabbeinu Tam's, well, what are you talking about? Yud Kei Vav Kei? There's a lot to talk about that, but you should know that the actual writing of Rabbeinu Tam's parsha is in that order. You have to leave a space. You write Kaddish, you write Vayakir Yachol, then you leave a space, you write Shema, and then you write V'hoyim Shomayah. So in time, it is Kesidron, just in space, it's not. You see, it's very, it's, okay, this, yeah. I told, do you remember what I said about Shakai? Really, there's a Dogesh, because it's supposed to have two dollars. The Dogesh, in many letters, which there's a Dogesh, it's that you don't have to repeat the letter. So they're two, it's a double dalit. That's part of the answer. Yeah. Yeah. Because in Seichel there are four things, but in Maisa we have to have one unified thing. There's no thoughts. There's no thoughts in that. We have to, okay, there's more to talk about. That's basically what it is.
I'd like to thank you very much for this absolutely fascinating and profound insights, and thank you very much for giving your precious time.
It's all there.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very, very much. Okay.